Blog Talk Radio.
Prepare for launch in 3, 2, 1.
And away we go.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, your radio refreshment, blowing away the myths and revealing the truth.
Say A, say M, say E, say R, say I, C, say A, M.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Ron Edwards American Experience Talk Show, where our unalienable rights are celebrated. And now, your radio refreshment, Ron Edwards.
How are you? I'm Ron Edwards, your happy host. Yep, we are experiencing yet another crazy day in this republic called the United States of America. Man, how crazy will it get? Thanks for joining in this day. And again, you're listening to the Ron Edwards American Experience. It's being brought to you in part by Constitutional Grounds Coffee. It's the coffee you want in your cup. If you want to check out this great coffee, simply go to theronedwards.com. That's theronedwards.com, and you'll get all the details on that site. Also, my friends, we the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and to our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. And as we the people remember that, in these troubled times, we the people shall unite and become like a threefold cord, unable to be pulled apart or defeated. And speaking of a threefold cord, it's getting stronger. Yep, beginning this day, the National Patriot Radio Network is putting up with yours truly as we're joining forces every Sunday at this time. Thank you, fellows at the and gentlemen and ladies as well at the Patriot Nation Radio Network for allowing the Ron Edwards American Experience to be heard on your great network. Great shows throughout the week on that wonderful, wonderful Patriot Nation Radio Network. Well, you know, ladies and gentlemen, Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or the right of the people peaceably to assemble, petition the government for a redress of grievance. Well, well, well. Good words, aren't they? Wonderful words. So why in Sam Hill? And there is really a Sam Hill, ladies and gentlemen. Do we put up, and we have put up for too many decades, with a government that has consistently grown more socialistic, communistic, tyranny-oriented, whatever you want to call it. I'll just call it plain evil, because that's what they represent. The source of all the isms is pure evil. I don't care which direction you pointed, whether you pointed at the Democrats or the Rhino Republicans. They're equally evil, working against we the people. The Democrats are full bore on our destruction. They admit it now. The Republicans, a few of them are standing tall against the onslaught against our liberties. but far too many of them are like cowardly lions, bending over, grabbing the ankles. For Bohica, here it comes again. That's Cherokee language. Look that up and you'll really find out what that means. Oops. But my friends, there are those in the Republican Party that are standing tall, and we must seek them out and join forces with them too. For our nation is at stake. If we do not hurry up and pull ranks with one another under the providential guidance of our Creator, we will be one nation permanently gone under. That's how much advancement the leftist pigs have made in recent years. There was a slight respite under the Trump administration. Things were going in the right direction on all fronts, both domestically and internationally. But unfortunately, too many on our side let the guards down. Also, too many supposedly on our side had the unmitigated gall to hate Trump. Why? Why, my friends? They decided to hate Trump because they thought he was too extreme. They tried to please Democrats. See, when you're on in a war, right? That would have been like, let's say if during World War II, our magnificent soldiers who went hard against the Germans and in the Pacific Theater as well. What if all of a sudden George Patton, one of the greatest generals of all time, had said, you know something, we've got to really try to get along with Hitler. We've got to show them that we're nice. What do you think the outcome of that war would have been? You think we would have won then? Would it have dragged on more and more? Or would we have ended up with a stalemate and then walked away with our tail tucked between our legs? Or a similar situation like what has recently happened in Afghanistan, where we walk away, no victory, no nothing, no advancement for liberty, and just walk away. We should have left Afghanistan 10 years ago, but we should have left it victoriously. We should have beaten them until they could not fight any longer. That's what you do with an enemy, whether it's mano a mano or army against army. You beat the other one until they cannot come after you again. And when it comes to armies, you beat them to the point where they fear going after you for decades, for many, many, many years. But we've lost that lesson. We've forgotten that lesson. And in some cases, we have purposely ignored that lesson and taught against that lesson in our government schools for many, many generations. Parents have been awful. Just going to be straight up with you. Parents across the United States in every state of the union have been awful. Awful, awful, awful. How dare you leave your students in these clubhouses of indoctrination? Oh, I know, I've heard it in my neighborhood. Oh, we can't do that. We can't take them out. We can't afford it. Well, guess what? Can you afford what's happening now? With the inflation that's raging, gas prices going up, can you afford the danger that we are in now? Because communist Biden has put the brakes on the buildup of our great military. So much so that China now has the world's largest navy and army. They have many more soldiers. And Russia and China are focusing on hard training. While now in the American Air Force, you've got folks running around saying, well, if you don't feel like running during training for the Air Force, you can walk. You can walk. Take a walk on the wild side in Air Force training. I don't know if it has started yet, but I read about it consistently several times. The first time I saw it, I almost choked. I was drinking, and I almost choked on my glass of water. But see, we have to stand like never before as parents, as concerned citizens, and oh, Oh, Lord, have mercy. Don't let me get started on the ministers. Yep. Oh, also, we want to thank the folks at Spreaker for picking us up also, for connecting us in that endeavor as well. And, you know, as we continue to grow here on the Ron Edwards American Experience, everywhere you go these days, ladies and gentlemen, you will see businesses that remain closed, especially in states like Pennsylvania, Michigan, and other socialist-oriented states, Washington, Oregon, following, of course, the 2020 scamdemic and the leftist coup of our nation during what Biden called the most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization in the history of American politics. That's a quote from him. Of course, the mainstream evil dragon media, the most popular social media sites, YouTube or BoobTube and most other online sources will cover for the current resident of the White House, stinking up the joint, by the way, saying that it was merely a slip of the tongue and that Biden meant to say the exact opposite of what he actually said. What else is new? But not on purpose, but I digress anyway. Many of the businesses that are open now have limited hours, especially in places like Michigan and Pennsylvania. They're closed part of the week, and when they are open, they have reduced hours of operation. Most fast food joints still have their dining rooms shut. It's drive-through only. Oh, boy. I expect this to remain as a new normal. After all, they're still raking in the same amount of money at taxpayer expense in many cases. But now they don't have to pay workers to clean the dining room, stock the dining room supplies, or tend to dine-in patrons' needs. You just get your food in a little bag, little brown bag, and eat it in your car, drop crumbs all over the place. And everywhere I go, in places like Michigan, I see signs begging for employees. I have personally spoken to several business owners as recently as yesterday, and managers over the past few months, and their biggest problem right now is finding workers. Many Americans have been turned into voluntary lazy bums. Yep, because they get a measly $300 more than they would get work. $300 really isn't that much. And if you start a career, you can end up making a lot more than that extra $300. I mean, people are so small-minded throughout this country as well. What happened to big vision thinking? What happened to working and getting experience, especially as a young person? And if you didn't like working 9 to 5, getting experience so you could start your own business, become an entrepreneur. But I continue, although this time I did not digress, but things will restart right after this on the Ron Edwards American Experience.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
This is Diamond and Silk.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you touch that dial.
You better not.
You better come back.
Mm-hmm.
Ron Edwards here. For the best night's sleep ever, check out the Silverite pillow. It is the first pillow that has silver infused in the covering and filled with kapok, making the Silverite pillow naturally antimicrobial, hypoallergenic, and dust mite resistant. The Silverite pillow is designed to maximize comfort and support to provide the most restful night's sleep ever. To get your Silverite pillow, simply go to theronedwards.com, scroll down, and make your purchase. When you do, remember to use promo code RON20 and receive a 20% discount. And find out why I have dubbed the Silverite pillow the best on earth.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, you may qualify for a free continuous glucose monitor system. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM systems can automatically manage your diabetes better for you. And by using a CGM system, you can eliminate forever one thing most people with diabetes hate the most, finger sticks. Now it's possible to manage your diabetes better. End the painful finger sticks and get a new CGM monitoring system at little or no cost to you. We even provide in-home delivery and do all the insurance paperwork for you. Now is the best time to manage your diabetes better and get your continuous glucose monitor. Call now for details. Call 800-590-1164, 800-590-1164. That's 800-590-1164. Paid for by U.S. Med.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-761-7341. 800-761-7341. That's 800-761-7341.
The Ron Edwards American Experience Talk Show that celebrates America. Join me, Ron Edwards, 3 p.m., and don't you dare miss a page from the Edwards Notebook Commentary.
It's the Ron Edwards American Experience Talk Show, where our unalienable rights are celebrated.
Absolutely, and you are listening to the Ron Edwards American Experience. I'm Ron Edwards, your happy host. Despite the misery being spewed across our great republic from Washington, D.C., and by the way, the Ron Edwards American Experience is being brought to you by Constitutional Grounds Coffee. And you can purchase Constitutional Grounds granulated, Q-Pods, and decaf. And to check it out, simply go to theronedwards.com and you will see the Blue Ridge Coffee Crafters Constitutional Grounds display. And when you make your purchase, by the way, all you have to do is use capital R, capital E, and 20, and you will receive 20% off your wonderful, tasty purchase. Yep, Constitutional Grounds Coffee. It's the coffee you want in your cup. And we're back at it. Here on the Ron Edwards American Experience, thank you for joining me this day. Well, this is the day the Lord has made, and we shall always be glad in it, no matter what the leftist pigs are spewing out at us. Unfiltered, the left is totally unfiltered now. I mean, they're like an open sewer. Every time I see Ayok or Presley or Tlaib, speaking of Tlaib, you know, she's headquartered here in Michigan, in Dearbornistan. And the things that that female says consistently against this republic, and I find it ironic. How should I say this? Well, directly. I find it retarded when individuals throughout this republic come here. Let's talk about Omar. Now, this woman was saved, probably from slavery or other forms of physical abuse, comes to the United States of America, gets elected into Congress, and like the dumb Negroids here in America, talks about being oppressed. But yet the only thing she consistently talks about, other than being oppressed, is finding ways to oppress America, the United States of America, that is. Many people in this country agree with her. Many, white and black. But I have just one simple thing to say to these people. If you don't like the United States of America, why don't you stop being a retard and sticking around in a place you don't like and move to a country that fits your warped philosophical base? I mean, that's being consistent. I mean, everyone should be true to their code. If you don't like the United States, get out. In fact, I would give you a friendly bye now. And to you illegal border crossers who continue to just pour into our republic, gosh, I wish I could be president just for this one thing. And that is, for every person that comes into this country illegally, I would tell the entire world, the BBC, flyers, anyway, camelback to the jungles of Africa, I would have every person on earth notified that, sure, you can come to this border, but if you come cross our border illegally, the first time you'll be kicked out. But any time after that, you would be arrested and be allowed to stay on American soil. But the place on American soil would be our choice, and that would be on, Rikers Island. Would that be a good place? Some people say Gitmo. But I say Alcatraz. I think Alcatraz would be the ideal place to put these people. I think right now Alcatraz should be remodeled. It should be fixed up, restored. And as many people come over here illegally, we'd stuff them all. If 5 million are caught illegally coming here twice, the second time, they would be taken directly to Alcatraz. And we would warn the entire planet, if you come here in the wrong way, you're going to get locked up. You cannot go to Switzerland. You cannot go into hardly any other country in the world and just cross their borders like that. And it is a shame that this government in the Pimple Palace in Washington, D.C. is in agreement with nations all over the world who are sending us their dregs, their societal dregs, that our government has officially become the number one, well, number two enemy of this republic. The number one enemy, of course, is the education system, which produced all these Neanderthals, these political and moral Neanderthals. So, yes, the battle is great. The battle is hard, but that's okay. Fights are usually very hard and very great. But I feel, ladies and gentlemen, that we are up to the task. We have the ability, but do we have the will to follow through? We've got to be consistent on every front. At the very least, parents should be deprogramming their children when they come home from government school. They should be forcing them to read chapters on true American history. Not just read them, but write reports on them. I had parents doing that in my little city. We were doing it. So there are ways you can combat this, at least plant the seeds that are in opposition to what is being consistently indoctrinated into the young minds of young Americans. We've got to fight consistently, because one thing you know, and I know, and we know together, that the left never stops fighting. They're like a leak. It just keeps on leaking until it is shut off. It will not stop. But our side, and I've noticed this since I started as a young guy getting involved in the issues in the radio market, I've noticed that our side will get a victory and we let rest on our laurels. Get slapped around again, get partially mobilized, make a little progress, two steps forward, and get knocked three steps backward. And that's what happened once again with the Trump situation. Many Republicans hated Trump for various reasons. Many of them childish. Some of them were jealous, including many ministers of the cloth. And many of those same ministers, talk about lack of discernment, turn around and have said, Joe Biden is a nice, decent fellow, because he didn't, I guess, in their minds, in their addled brains, Biden was not xenophobic. In their crazy minds, Biden was not racist, but yet they said Trump was racist. Now, I'd like all of these dummies to get a sheet of paper, draw a line down the center of it, and write on the right side the good things that Trump has done consistently, not only for non-whites, but for the United States in general, good things he did in New York City, things of that nature, and good, I mean honestly good things that Biden has done for anybody. You know, maybe he's nice to his dogs and his wife. But he hasn't done very much good. There are videos of him groping and sniffing children, putting his hands right on the chest of young girls. There's a video that used to be out of Jesse, what's his name? Oh, gosh. Former Attorney General, he's from Alabama, Senator from Alabama. He slapped Biden's hand off of his granddaughter. It was a light slap, but it was a slap nonetheless to let Biden know, back the hell off. Now, you let a Republican be on video doing something like that, he would be the most famous, infamous individual in the world. They would be talking about that for 30 years nonstop. But yet, because Biden is on the side of evil, along with the media, along with the tech giants, and we're going to be talking a little bit more about the tech giants, how they have, see, since according to our laws, the government cannot officially come out and obstruct our communications and obstruct officially according to laws, they cannot stop us from religious liberties, from expressing ourselves or anything like that, but they have quietly got tech giants to do their dirty work. So the tech giants are the actual physical Nazis of today, the physical communist pigs of today that are obstructing our rights as sovereign individuals in this republic. Now, we've got to be consistent as consumers. We've got to grow up here and say, you know what? Screw Amazon. We're not making any more purchases, blah, 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 blah. Because there's a lot of American companies out there. They're just not as big anymore. But there's a lot of good American companies that are making great stuff. And we just have to make the sacrifice, maybe a little more inconvenient, but as we seek out companies that are not seeking to kill, steal, and destroy this country, like Amazon and some of the other tech giants, or some of the tech giants, rather, those companies, those patriotic companies, would become larger and larger. So we've got to be consistent, folks. We've got to really start shifting our economic focus. And even when it comes to church, we have to understand and see what these preachers are actually saying. Are they telling the truth? Do they represent the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth of the Word of God? I would say 80% do not. Because if they did, trust me, America would be in a much better place than she is now morally. When's the last time a church consistently or regularly spoke of just the Ten Commandments? Been a long, long time. But it won't be a long time before I return after these important messages.
Blowing away the myths and revealing the truth on the Ron Edwards American Experience. Ron Edwards here. For the best night's sleep ever, check out the Silverite Pillow. It is the first pillow that has silver infused in the covering and filled with kapok, making the Silverite Pillow naturally antimicrobial, hypoallergenic, and dust mite resistant. The Silverite Pillow is designed to maximize comfort and support to provide the most restful night's sleep ever. To get your Silverite Pillow, simply go to theronedwards.com, scroll down, and make your purchase. When you do, remember to use promo code RON20 and receive a 20% discount. And find out why I have dubbed the Silverite Pillow the best on earth. Quite often, we are reminded about how many Americans were less free 150 years ago. But are we, the people, really free today? Or has one form of slavery been replaced by another for all people? Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, many leftist-oriented U.S. citizens, the Dragon Media, and numerous politicians are united in a concerted effort to literally shackle us politically,
economically and morally. 125 years ago, you were not forced to get permission to collect rainwater, go fishing, start a business, build a home, get married, hunt, use a transportation vehicle, own a weapon, own property, grow food on your own property, sell food, or set up a lemonade stand. Today, you can do virtually nothing without being extorted by government and obtaining their permission first. If you still believe you reside in a land where true liberty is respected and encouraged, you are deluding yourself. If you are not outraged by the ongoing assault on our liberties, you are officially a part of the problem. It is if Americans are living in a giant tax farm as free-range humans existing for the purposes of unconstitutional government dictates and bullying. Wake up, my fellow Americans. I'm Ron Edwards.
Ron Edwards, the new voice of America.
Or that the projections would be blood. Next Thursday?
I can't do Thursday, but I can do Friday.
Disasters don't plan ahead. You can. Talk to your loved ones about how you're going to be ready in an emergency.
Natural disasters are a fact of life in the U.S. And between activities and school, chances are you won't be with your kids when they happen. Will they know what to do? Ready.gov/kids can help your children feel prepared, not scared. So talk with your family today.
Blowing away the myths and revealing the truth on the Ron Edwards American Experience.
Let me show you the way to go. And welcome back. Breaking news. Critical race theory indoctrination exposed within children's toy manufacturer Hasbro. By age four, children are showing a strong and consistent pro-white, anti-black bias, according to Hasbro Toys. So, that's according to insider David Johnson, who leaked that report. So, they're going to, I guess, start making toys that are, that are anti-white? I mean, how do you work that? How do you know that a child, a little child, by the age of four, is anti-whatever? How do they know? Are they spying on every home in America? I mean, this stuff has got to be stopped. And here's the other thing, another important reason why we must fight like never before for a good economy. Remember the concept about this being the land of equal opportunity, my friends? Equal opportunity means if you're being screwed in one place, you can go somewhere else, or because there's a strong, vibrant economy, you can start your own stuff. See, America wasn't built upon for every action there's to be a lawsuit. For every action, there's to be a crying session. For every action, there's to be decades of boo-hoo, whine, sniffle, and hurt. I am a victim. Oh, Lord, I'm a victim. No, that's not what it's like. It's about being smart and overcoming the bull capital S with a hit. No one with a working brain has said that life wasn't hard for people. Technically, life is hard for everyone, no matter how wealthy, no matter how poor, because on every level of existence, there are built-in struggles. Ever since the fall of mankind, God made sure that everyone gets hit with a bit of a struggle. A very, 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 very evil, disturbing development has occurred in American politics that should be a major wake-up call for all of my fellow Americans. The party that is presently in power, even though it was done through massive fraud and deception, allegedly, has become a party of communists. I will not stop saying that. If I have to, I will say it over and over again, like a broken record. America has fought the spread of communism for decades, but now it is one of our mainstream political parties. Remember there used to be, I think it was called Voice of America or something to that effect that the military used to utilize? Unfortunately, the communist pigs have gained a huge foothold through deception and fraud. See, when you don't consistently arm yourself with the truth. And if you purposely and consistently do not arm your generations one after another with the truth, guess what happens? Like a leak that consistently never stops, deception and fraud will always be there to flood the crevices of the minds, of the young brains of young Americans of each generation. And they will fill them with deception and fraud, and they know how to iron that stuff in. So that when you present them with the truth, they're like cement brains. You tap on it, clink, clink, clink. I mean, those brains get really hard. Our founding fathers believed that as long as we, the people, were involved in the political process intelligently, I'll add that, there would be honor in public office. And part of that honor is not wanting to make it a lifetime career. Mm-hmm. There should be a law that you cannot serve more than two terms in any political office throughout this wonderful republic. Because if you have to go right back out and work and toil in the workplace, you're going to govern on behalf of the fact, you know, you're going to govern based upon rational self-interest. But as long as you have these people, these dweebs, that are allowed to stay in there 30, 40, 50 years. Remember John Conyers? He was there longer than 50 years. Doing what? Doing what? Helping to waste away the greatness of this republic. That's all he did for 50 years. He didn't help black people. You notice how all these Negroids get into office? The latest crop of them are these black females that have been placed or helped to get placed by George Soros and company. They're AGs, state AGs around the country. Mayors like Bowser, Bow Wow Bowser, and Lighthead of Chicago. What a lightweight. What a fool. To ruin one of the greatest cities ever produced, the city of Chicago, founded by a black Frenchman, De Sable. Great trading city. Wonderful, wonderful monument to capitalism, by the way. And yet we are allowing this era of communism to subvert the engine of free market economics for the world. America, the United States, our great country, taught the world how to feed the masses. The United States of America was the first country in the history of planet Earth to make it possible for anyone, no matter what station in life you were born in, to rise to higher heights. And no matter greater example of this than Frederick Douglass. He was born in slavery, but guess what he did? He chose to say, long before he became physically free, guess what? He spoke life to his situation. So he spoke life, meaning that he considered himself on the path to freedom long, long, long before he actually freed himself. And he freed himself long before Abraham Lincoln said, you can go now. And guess what he did? Because of his consistency and his love of knowledge and his love of truth, he chose and worked to become arguably the greatest orator of the 19th century. One, he forgave all of his former slave masters, ended up loaning two of them money. He taught himself to play classical violin. When he expired, when he assumed atmospheric temperature, he left $300,000 in the bank. He owned businesses. He wrote a newspaper. I mean, the guy was an ambassador for this country, traveled to Europe. All because, and the seed of that, my friends, was the mindset. What if in this relative freedom we all enjoy or are supposed to be enjoying today, we all decided that we are free. We decide together we are free. And we consistently say that and speak that over ourselves, even in this time of tyranny. Guess what? If we consistently see ourselves as freedom, see, you build your path and your direction first with your thoughts and then with your words, which will shape your actions. I talk about Frederick Douglass a lot because that is a perfect example. And I like to use him because he became successful before slaves were let go. And guess what? He who was in slavery did not hate this country. Well, for a time he did. He didn't hate it, but he didn't like it. But when he read the Bible for himself, not what those Democrat party people in the South and his Democrat party slave owners used to tell him about God and the Bible and the Constitution, but when he read that all men are created equal, when he read that God created all men equal, he said, wait a minute, I'm a man. And he governed himself accordingly. He didn't get caught up in emotionalism. And he went from disliking this country to, hey, this is a great country. Live up to these wonderful ideals. And he became highly respected among whites and blacks. Abraham Lincoln called him a friend. Now, was he always correct, treated right? No. But because he refused to allow his life to fall to the into the degrading thought, into the level of the degrading thoughts of the Democrats around there, because he refused to get sucked into that trap, guess what? He lived a higher living, at a higher living standard of existence or living than the former slave owners, which he escaped from. I've been to his house in, I think, well, where is it? Mount Vernon? Not Mount Vernon. It might be Mount Vernon. I was a child. I was a Cub Scout when we went to his home. It was preserved. Hopefully it's still there. That the Black Lives Matter people didn't tear that down like they tore down the Frederick Douglass statue in New York. I mean, what backside wipes those people are? They run around here acting like and saying that they're for blacks, but yet they want to destroy a wonderful example of overcoming like Frederick Douglass. Because those liberal whites, they want black people to run around here and be victims. That's why in the past week or week and a half, there was a group of blacks who were protesting against the defunding of police in Oakland, California. And then you have these white Antifa goons showing up, trying to force those black people into accepting a station of being a victim. And those black people were saying, you don't belong here. Get out. I was so proud as an American to see that. And guess what? I shall be proud to return right after this.
Blowing away the myths and revealing the truth on the Ron Edwards American Experience.
Ron Edwards here. For the best night's sleep ever, check out the Silverite Pillow. It is the first pillow that has silver infused in the covering and filled with kapok, making the Silverite Pillow naturally antimicrobial, hypoallergenic, and dust mite resistant. The Silverite Pillow is designed to maximize comfort and support to provide the most restful night's sleep ever. To get your Silverite Pillow, simply go to theronedwards.com, scroll down, and make your purchase. When you do, remember to use promo code RON20 and receive a 20% discount. And find out why I have dubbed the Silverite Pillow the best on earth.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your your family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-761-7341. 800-761-7341. That's 800-761-7341.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, you may qualify for a free continuous glucose monitor system. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM systems can automatically manage your diabetes better for you. And by using a CGM system, you can eliminate forever one thing most people with diabetes hate the most, finger sticks. Now it's possible to manage your diabetes better and the painful finger sticks and get a new CGM monitoring system at little or no cost to you. We even provide in-home delivery and do all the insurance paperwork for you. Now is the best time to manage your diabetes better and get your continuous glucose monitor. Call now for details. Call 800-590-1164, 800-590-1164. That's 800-590-1164. Paid for by U.S. Med.
Are you enjoying a cup of tea and listening to the Ron Edwards American Experience? Man, it doesn't get any better than that.
Well, it certainly does not, my friends. And that's Ben Culberson. He's a great friend. He lives in Great Britain. And beautiful part of that great nation, and wonderful individual. In fact, he's a talk show host in Great Britain, and we've done some work together. We were there a couple of years ago in Great Britain, right before the scandemic, and hopefully he'll be able to come here to America. He loves this country, despite the fact that he grew up in England, in jolly old England. And again, he's a great friend, a great friend to your taste buds. It is, despite the fact that right now I'm drinking some green tea, as usual, for my health, my vim, vigor, and vitality. But also something that's very, very healthy for you is the best coffee on earth, Constitutional Grounds. Yep, yep, yep. To find out more, simply go to theronedwards.com, theronedwards.com. You will see the Constitutional Grounds display right there. And when you make your happy purchase, simply use capital R, capital E, 20, and you will receive 20% off of your great purchase. I've been hearing from folks all over the country that have purchased this, and they agree with me. It's the best tasting coffee ever. It's very smooth. It's smooth like yours truly. Yep. And it doesn't go acidic. High quality stuff, folks. Check it out. Well, our founders believed that as long as we, the people, were involved with the political process, there would be honor in public office. Yep, I said that a few minutes ago, didn't I? Now, that's something that needs to be said more than once, because there is no honor in public office today for the most part. A few days ago, two or three days in a row, I was being inundated by phone calls from the Michigan Republican Party. I said, what? Why would such a hot mess like you be calling me? Well, the reason why they called is because they want me to run for office. And I said, have you gone daft? I'm the same guy you people said that was too extreme. I'm the same guy who you all said in a meeting that I could not be controlled. I'm the same guy who you guys said that you wouldn't know what I would be saying. You don't know what that Ron Edwards would come out and say. Because you know I'm consistently about right and wrong. And if you're a Republican, if you're a wrong schnook, if you're a schmuck, I will point you out as quickly as I will a leftist Democrat pig. Yep, 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 yep. If ever a time should come when vain and aspiring men shall possess the highest seats in government, our country will stand in need of its experienced patriots to prevent its ruin. Here we are. Samuel Adams said that back in 1780. I'll say it again. I'll read it again for you. If ever a time should come when vain and aspiring men shall possess the highest seats in government, our country will stand in need of its experienced patriots to prevent its ruin. And if the experienced patriots of today do not stand, and I mean push back, our republic will be ruined beyond repair. We have had men of questionable character in the highest office in the land for well over 100 years, with the exception of Ronald Reagan, yes, Donald Trump. If you've read it in history about Woodrow Wilson, Democrat, racist pig, and who segregated the military, which had been integrated since the Civil War. He turned our monetary system over to the banks in England. Yep. He was also a Democrat. Franklin Delano Roosevelt was a stone-cold socialist. Now, he didn't hate the United States like the Democrats of today, but he was still a socialist. He believed that the government was better at running the economy than the free market system that we had, despite the fact that his family mightily benefited from the free market system, by the way. He took over from an inexperienced Republican 3 years into the Great Depression, then proceeded to drag that depression out for another 9 years with his tax and spend policies, which his economic advisor, Henry Morgenthau, called FDR's policies a failure. Oops. Yep. On May 6, 1939, Henry Morgenthau, Roosevelt's Treasury Secretary, confirmed the total failure of the New Deal to stop the Great Depression. We are spending more than we have ever spent before, and it does not work. Someone, and I mean somebody, needs to hurry up and get this statement to every politician who's in office right now. Now, I understand if you sit it in front of Joe Biden, depending on what time of the day it is, we don't know if he can read it. You know, if it's before 7 o'clock, 7 p.m., he might be able to read it and understand. So I'm very concerned about that. Socialists think that the more you tax the people, the more the government spends, the better the economy will be. You know what? See, socialists, to say that socialists, I have to reconfigure my statement. Socialists want us to think that the more you tax the people, the more the government spends them, the better the economy will be. They want us to think they believe that. In reality, they don't believe that. They know that overspending and overtaxation destroys the economy because that is their goal. They depend on the ignorance of the, well, what is it called? What was it? Aristotle, I believe, that said, talked about the incurably ignorant masses.
Stage right.
Man, oh man, oh man. There we go again. Here we go again. Time for me to go. Long before I'm ready, but that's the way it is. I'm Ron Edwards. Thank you so much for joining me, and thank you for, you know, putting up with yours truly. But I am blessed to have the Patriot.
The world is not what it was meant to be. All this pain, all this suffering.